For 40 years, Sandals has been crafting escapes of five-star luxury and romance throughout the Caribbean. Our new Palmcast takes you inside our five-star resorts with exclusive insights and stories you won't want to miss. Come explore the future of luxury-included travel and the best of the Caribbean. So kick up your feet, get some shade. This is the Sandals Palmcast.
On today's Palmcast, we're here today with Mr. Gebhard Rayner, the Chief Executive Officer of Sandals Resorts, a hospitality industry veteran. Mr. Rayner is celebrated for bringing innovation, compassionate leadership, and deep financial and operational experience to the Sandals Resorts brands. On today's episode, our goal is to get to know the man behind the suit. My name is Wingnut. I'll be your guest host today on the Sandals Podcast. I work for iHeartRadio with Kiss 95.1 in Melbourne, 97.9 Kiss FM in Jacksonville, and 107.1 Kiss FM in Tallahassee. Let's begin our podcast with Mr. Rayner.
Well, I am originally from Austria, a small village in Austria, and I got into hospitality by always wanting to be a chef. Ever since I was small, I wanted to be a chef, and my parents fortunately told me that if you want to be a chef, at least go to hotel management college so you have options, which I did. They allowed me to go there, and that's how I got into the hotel industry. And ever since my 19th birthday, I've been traveling the world and living across and around the world. And now I'm here in the Caribbean for the past 5 years, and I just absolutely love it.
Absolutely. So you said you're from Austria, and now you live here in Jamaica. Where else have you lived in the world?
Oh, I have lived in the Middle East, in Eastern Europe, Western Europe, in Southeast Asia, in North America, and now here in the Caribbean.
In the Caribbean. It's obviously we hear your accent. I hear you speak other languages?
I do, yes.
And how many?
A few others.
Okay.
I always say 5.5.
Okay. And that's interesting to me for people who, I only speak one language. I tried French in high school. I don't remember any of it except for oui and boulangerie. Is it difficult sometimes to pop back and forth between languages? Do you have to like stop yourself for a second?
Not really. It's funny, no, because for me it has always been, as soon as I get into a language, I start thinking in that language. And I think that's important, because if you think in your mother tongue and then try to translate and speak a foreign language, it doesn't work well. So you've got to change your mind, think in the language, and it comes naturally.
Speaking of languages, I would always like to say too, food is kind of like, it has no barriers within language. You said you wanted to grow up to be a chef. Like, was there a certain kind of cuisine you wanted to make? Was it mostly like, I want people to experience Austrian cuisine? Or what was like your jumping off point too?
Time when I got into hospitality, French cuisine, haute cuisine as it was called, was really in at the time. And I wanted to be a very famous French haute cuisine chef. I did the training. I'm a qualified chef, although I have never been a chef per se, but I went through the whole training. And going through that training made me realize that I love cooking, I love food, but I'm not the one to be in the kitchen.
Okay.
So.
Okay. What's the best dish you've ever made, either for yourself or for someone you love?
Wow, that's a tough question. It's probably Austrian food.
Okay.
I love cooking Austrian food. It has a lot of Bohemian input, Bohemian roots. It's a lot with sauces. It's very tasty. It's not spicy food, but tasty food. And I love cooking Austrian food, refining it. A lot of natural product there.
That's something I recently got into within the last couple of years, was cooking at home and stepping out of my comfort zone. I did duck l'orange.
Right.
I traveled to Asia in my kitchen and made some pho from scratch and everything, and braised the bones to make my own broth and everything. So I'm very much liking what you said there too, because it's something I think is interesting when you can't go places, you know, like say you're just busy with work, you can't go to Asia, but you can figure out how to make ramen at home.
Absolutely.
That's an awesome thing. So we know that you're the CEO of Sandals Resorts. You're always prepared. But when you're off the clock, when you're not working, what would you be doing?
When I'm not working, so what I love running.
Okay.
So I usually, every morning before I get started, I go for a run. I do a 5 or a 6 or 7K quickly.
Okay. I was going to ask, how long do you go?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said this before, I love cooking. I collect wines, which is sort of a hobby of mine. I read a lot.
Okay.
I love reading. And spending time with my family. I mean, my kids are grown up now, but still spending time with the family is important.
We have chatted about that. Your son went to school where I reside. Did you ever get a chance? I think I asked you this before. This was off the air. Did you ever get a chance to visit the Space Coast where I live?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Several times. When he was in college there in Melbourne, I went there 2-3 times a year to visit and spend time there. Absolutely, yes.
We're a growing town because of the space industry and stuff, but there's a lot of other great culture coming into Brevard as well. So if you could get a chance to come back to Melbourne, and if you'd like a tour guide, I can be your guy. I've been
Fantastic.
There for 22 years. So
I'll call on you.
You absolutely will. Being an international company, a CEO of an international company, the lifestyle is travel. What's that like? Are you always on the go?
Very much on the go, yes, mm-hmm. because that's part of the job requirement. That's part of what we are. Mm-hmm. Our industry is all about people. And when you deal with people, you've got to be with people. As brilliant as Zoom and all the other platforms were during the pandemic, it doesn't replace personal contact.
Agreed.
And for us, it's very important in our industry. So we like to be in touch with our team members. I like to do the rounds in the hotels as much as I can. It's not always easy because of many other commitments, but mm-hmm. it's very important.
With having so many Sandals and Beaches locations around the Caribbean, what is your home base?
Home base is Jamaica, Montego Bay.
Okay. So like, how often are you going off to the Bahamas or going to Turks and Caicos or going down to Grenada?
So Bahamas once a month because we have another base there where I get some executives together for monthly reporting. Turks and Caicos maybe twice a year. Typically the resorts two or three times a year if I can do it on a cycle. That's sort of the rotation.
Without putting on a spot too much on you, do you have a favorite resort?
No, because that's like choosing your favorite child and you can't do that.
Okay, I totally understand. Well, you know what? That kind of leads us into what we're going to do here. It's a segment called This or That. So we're going to ask one thing or another and you can tell us your favorite, okay?
All right.
All right, we'll start off here with the beach or pool?
Beach.
Why so?
Because a beach cannot be replaced with anything. It's nature. It's mm-hmm. feeling the sand underneath your toes and stepping into the water. And it's just, it's unique.
I agree. I live a half a mile from the beach and I have three pools in my neighborhood. I choose the beach every single time. Every single time. All right. Spa day or going out on an adventurous excursion?
Adventurous excursion.
Okay. So, yeah, I like that. So you want to, it kind of ties in with the beach too. You can go swimming and see some fish.
Right.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Oh, see, this is where we differ. I like being
actually both.
Both, okay. There was
in our industry, you have to be both.
Understand. Well, let's go into this one too. Would you rather watch the sunrise or the sunset?
I love both.
I hear and have witnessed the sunset, especially heard in Negril. Colors
spectacular.
Like 180 degree sunset as well. Paddleboard or wakeboard?
Paddleboard.
That's real long. Can you do yoga paddleboard?
I haven't tried it. Maybe I should.
My girlfriend's a yoga instructor. She's done it before.
I definitely call on you now.
Okay. Again, Space Coast visitor, and she can do some yoga for you. Let's see. We'll get a couple more in here. A day on the golf course, or you want to go for a scuba dive?
Scuba dive.
Okay. Certified, obviously.
Yes.
What's the deepest you've gone down?
Not gone that deep, 35 meters maybe.
That's one of the real quick, cool things about Grenada, real quick, I did want to point out. We did the underwater snorkel tour,
yes.
And there were people there scuba diving down towards that. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my entire life. It was really awesome. If you get a chance to do that, definitely do. Fancy cocktail or classic drink?
Classic drink.
What is your go-to?
Well, if it's a hard liquor, I go for usually a bourbon.
Okay.
And like I said before, I collect wines, so wines is really what I go to.
Maybe we need to have an old-fashioned here at some point. I'm a sucker for old-fashioned.
We should have an old-fashioned, absolutely, yes.
All right, and sandals or beaches?
Both.
That was just a kid. That was just a joke.
Both.
Just a joke,
absolutely
just a
both.
Joke.
It's life cycle experience. Uh-huh. When you're young, you're in love, you go to sandals, it's romantic, you get married out of sandals, something happens during the night, you end up going to beaches because suddenly you have babies with you.
Uh-huh.
Once they grow up, they get into the same cycle, and you, because they're out, you're an empty nester now, you go back to sandals.
Absolutely.
So it's a life cycle.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time here to hang out with us here on the Palmcast. Everybody, also, if you're listening to this, get your great advice by listening to other episodes because that's how they can learn about sandals. And then book your trip. Come on down here. We've been here for 4 days. I want to stay for 40 more. If it's possible, I don't know if you can talk to my bosses at iHeart.
We can make that happen.
Well, thank you, sir, so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us on the Sandals Palmcast. Don't forget to subscribe to be notified when the next series drops. And remember, love is all you need because everything else is included.